Here's the Reporting Project with local stories that matter in our community.
I'm Liv Barton from the Reporting Project, and here is some local news happening near you. Granville's dogs must remain on leash after Village Council amends leash laws. When the ordinance takes hold in about 30 days, dogs in Granville must wear a leash in public throughout the Village of Granville, with one notable exception, the front lawn of Rindu Mansion. Other exceptions to the ordinance include service animals, dogs performing in a demonstration or dog show, and for canine police dogs. Also, Buckeye Lake celebrated the opening of a project to support domestic violence survivors last Saturday. Tala's Closet is a free resource and boutique for survivors. It offers free clothing as well as baby clothes, formula, hygiene products, and more. The Closet, located at Water's Edge Community Center, is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from noon to 1 p.m. Survivors can also make an appointment to shop privately. The project is named in honor of Tala Smith, who died due to injuries from alleged domestic violence in 2024. If you or someone you know is experiencing domestic violence, reach out to the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233 or text BEGIN to 88788. And finally, Homer Public Library continues monthly recipe exchange with picnic-themed food. The exchange happens the first Friday of every month and has featured recipe themes like cookies, salad, chili, and other camp food. Amy Hatfield, director of the Homer Public Library, started the recipe exchange in 2014. Now folks attend the exchange to show off their creative recipes, socialize, and try other people's tasty treats.
For these stories and more local news, go to WCLT.com. Click Local News.